Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike D'Antilia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, former executive in the National Football League. You can read his stuff on the MondayMorningQuarterback.com, Andrew Brandt. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Always good to be with you guys. It's in my life as a former agent, team executive, and business analyst now, it's always busier once the season ends than during the season. It's a counterintuitive to players and coaches, but that's what it is for the business of football.
Yeah, Andrew, right off the bat, I'll ask you, nothing surprising that happens in Dallas with Jerry, but your thoughts on Mike McCarthy as a coach in the NFL? Because to be honest, when everything kind of opened up, Mike Vrabel was the guy. I think everybody would have wanted him, but we kind of saw that he was tied to the Patriots a lot of different ways. I think right now, the guy, if you had your pick, would probably be Mike McCarthy on a lot of teams' lists.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, I was part of the group that hired him in Green Bay about 18 years ago. It seems so long ago. And he was a guy that was an offensive mind, very creative, came from San Francisco and New Orleans, as you know. And he had some history with us in Green Bay even before that as a quarterback's coach. And again, what he is now is someone with skins on the wall as a Super Bowl winning coach. And of course, up until this year, 12 win seasons, three seasons in a row. So he's had a lot of success. And I think he will be a serious candidate. I'm not putting anyone in the favored box, but with the Saints and Bears, just as someone, like I said, that's, you don't find many former head coaches in multiple places with a Super Bowl victory, with success out of a, you know, like a player like Dak Prescott, that's extraordinary in those years he was healthy.
Now, when you look at it, does this come into play, like you look at Mike McCarthy, and you look at John Gruden? Now, John Gruden, I think he got blackballed simply because, you know, the emails, and, you know, when that happened. But is there a statute of limitations on that? As far as because he's been a consultant to the Saints, so what did you take even on John Gruden? You think he needs to just fade off into the sunset, or he's even in the mix? Because a lot of knowledge, you know, he knows football and all that, but you think it's too much damaged goods? What's
he
up
ain't
with him?
Fading off to nothing.
Yeah, it's hard to know. It's hard to know because you know, you see all the reports of kind of the usual suspects being out there interviewed, whether it's the two coordinators from Detroit or other coaches that are out there being interviewed. But we haven't heard a word about Gruden. That doesn't mean it's not happening. Yeah, I think, you know, I don't think the stain of emails, again, from 2011, I think they were, or 2012, when I was working with him at ESPN. It was a great guy to work with there. I can't believe that would be a factor now. You know, what might be a factor is just being out of it so long, but that's all related to something that shouldn't be. So we'll see if his name surfaces. I haven't seen it yet.
Now, who do you like? Would you go more on the offensive side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball? Because that could fluctuate. I don't know. I want a leader of men, and you don't get a better leader of men than what occurred in Detroit. And then you look at Vrabel going to the Patriots, and obviously his track record, what he did with the Titans. But like a Ben Johnson or like a Brady with – now, you look at their age and all that, or Brady, what he's done with the Bills. It didn't work out with the Panthers. How do you break that down? And then are you truly rolling the dice that, okay, they're great offensive coordinators, but can they be the ultimate head coach?
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to figure out. I think, you know, what you look at with Johnson seems to be such an attractive because this is a guy that turned down interviews for 2 years, but he's obviously now decided he's ready, that he's reached the highest point as a coordinator, and I know the Lions paid up big money to keep him. So we'll see where he goes. I think he'll have his choice of teams. You know, when you talk about what's a good job, what's not a good job, is it a good job in Dallas, is it a good job in Jacksonville, to me, unless you're Ben Johnson, they're all good jobs because you don't have your choice. You know, if you don't have a choice, of course it's a good job. If you want to be a head coach in the NFL, they're all great jobs. So with this idea that, well, this one's not a good job because of Jerry Jones or not a good job, whatever, I mean, they're all great jobs. There's only 32 in the world. Ben Johnson can decide because he's going to probably have options. But other than that, I don't see it. And I think that, you know, Belichick was a defensive coach. Vrabel's a defensive coach. The trend is the other way. The trend is sort of the young coordinator, offensive coordinator type. That seems to be where we're going.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what about, where would you put, like, former Stanford coach David Shaw? You know, one time, Shaw was long rumored with to be an NFL head coaching candidate. After several successful seasons at Stanford, And then I think what he returned to the NFL this season as a senior personal executive, you know, with the Broncos, Sean Payton. That what is the interest with him? Because could that be like a dark horse? Could said I don't know. Does he show enough passion or emotion? He's just even keel, but a lot of wisdom there. Well, what's your take on David Shaw?
Yeah, you hit a nerve there. I'm a big fan. I'm a Stanford alum, and I was, you know, talked to his team when he was out there. I was treated very well by him, and I'm very impressed with him. You know, the thing about him, he's not just a coach. He's a personnel guy. So he's been advising a couple of teams over the years, and he's been on the draft show, not so much about coaching, but about personnel and about players. So I think he'd be a really nice addition to someone's team. The question is it going to be head coach, or is it, again, that people are going to look for more of a younger profile, offensive profile, and maybe bring him in a role that's not head coach? So we'll see, but I'm a big fan there.
Well, the Who Dat Nation, you know what they would want? They would want maybe, but you never want to copy within your division, the NFC South. They would want the Saints to take the approach, maybe Atlanta. You remember Mr. McKay? All of a sudden, maybe he's in charge of the Falcons and not so much. Then Arthur Blank promotes him. I don't know, what's his title? President of the team, and maybe liaison to go to the owners. Then all of a sudden, Mickey Loomis would take the role with the Saints like Mr. McKay, and maybe you bring an outside influence, and David Shaw would be in charge of personnel with the Saints. I don't know. Mickey's not for that, but and Ms. Gale, and I don't know what's in the will, what happened with Mr. Benson, because the trust factor. It's amazing, right? The trust factor that Gale is going to honor her husband, you know, who's deceased now, but the trust factor with Mickey Loomis, Dennis Schlauser, and all that. Mm-hmm. So is that something that would be more, maybe not now, but it could be in the future, because Mickey Loomis ain't going nowhere. He'll be part of the Saints. But a lot of the Who Dat Nation Saints fans, they want some outside influence, and I think David Shaw could be that guy that maybe Saints fans would embrace versus just a different mind in the building as far as to be in charge.
I think that'd be great. You know, we read about the Saints being interested in Mike, being interested in Aaron Glenn. They're doing a wide search, and I think you should do a wide search. It's a unique time where you can sort of survey the field and maybe even pick a few brains organizational-wise, bring in someone from another organization, ask them a lot about how they do business, learn a lot. I went through two of these when I was with the Packers, and you use it as a learning experience. Now, some coaches are like, you know, are you picking my brain, or are you seriously interviewing me? And you have to walk a fine line there. But you're trying to glean as much information to help your team in addition to looking for a new coach. So I think the Saints should do that and should be open to hearing about different ways of running things, different ways of managing the cap, different ways of listening to players or not. You know, it's a whole reboot this time.
Andrew, you've done this for a long time, and we haven't written, we're halfway into the 2020s. And certainly what Kansas City, Mahomes, Andy Reid have done has been unbelievable. But the second thing I think has a potential to happen, the turnaround in Detroit. You were with the Packers, and a lot of times they were the laughing stock of the National Football League. And to see them now at this level, compare that to just 3 years ago, when Dan, you know, kind of took over things, it is a remarkable turnaround for a franchise who's not had a lot of success. And the last guy, quarterback-wise, to win anything in Michigan for a professional team, I'm sitting right next to him, Bobby Hebert, with the Michigan Panthers.
Well, Andrew, you know, Mike brings it up. You know what was crazy? They'd have Michigan diehard fans. They love the Michigan Wolverines. Some of them like the Spartans. But they'd always tell me, Hebert, you know what I like about you? You're from the deep south like Bobby Lane from Texas. You know, they talk about 1957 championship. And if you look at that would be a great success story just for the Lions to get to the Super Bowl and where they're at right now. So you're about the starving winner and the fan support. You can't get more blue collar than the Lions. You know, Andrew, I always like joke with, and I tell people down here, I said, the Lions fans, they just like us, but they're Yankees. But they're the same people as us down in the deep south on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there was had a lot of success in my decade with the Packers. We hardly ever lost. And you look at, you know, I felt for those Lions fans for so long, even with Matthew Stafford, great quarterback, and look where they are now. You know, the number one seed goes in with a heavy advantage. Basically, you have to win two games at home to get to the Super Bowl. So it's hard to sort of project any other teams winning, getting the Super Bowl than the home, number one seed. So could be their year. We'll see.
Now, Andrew, before we let you run, I don't know, you look at the Eagles and, people want to see Jalen Hurts to throw for 200 yards instead of 120, whatever. But I just look at, to me, the Super Bowl might be the Bills and the Ravens where they're playing right now. I can't wait to watch that game.
Yeah, I love the matchup there. It's for the MVP. It's for the right to go to the championship. It's got it all there. I love it. And you mentioned the Eagles. I think the best thing that happened to the Eagles was they won a game they didn't play well. So I think they're going to play better. Watch out for the Eagles.
Yeah, I agree with you, Andrew. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always love to have you on, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Andrew Brandt. A longtime executive in the National Football League, also was an agent. Now he writes for MondayMorningQuarterback.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.